Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Today we have a really, really close friend, Sanjay Rai Chowdhury, known him for 20 years. He's better known as Racy, quite a legend in the media world, in the world of journalism, and one of the few people I know who has constantly reinvented himself repeatedly. So, Racy, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks.
I know a lot of people will be quite excited to hear your story. I'm not sure how many times you have sat in front of a camera, but you've been behind a camera millions and millions of times.
Right.
So I'm really grateful you've agreed to join us. You had an amazing journey, lots of successes, and like most people, lots of failures. I want you to tell me, what is your biggest learning from your biggest failure?
That's a good question, but I think I know straight off the bat, because it's a mistake I'll never ever make again. This happened when we were, I think, about 5-6 years into TV18. We had a cash crunch. Some deal that was supposed to come through didn't come through, and we were liquidity bound, and we had to let go of a fairly large number of people. That is always the most painful thing in the life of any entrepreneur, when you have to let go of people. And in our kind of industry, creative kind of industry, these are people who are not just workers, but they're friends.
Yeah.
They've come, they've slept at your house, you've eaten together, you've gone on holidays together with some of them, because there is no boss-employee thing there. You know, it's a much more thing. So while we haven't letting go, we decided that, man, this is taking too long and it's too painful. So instead of doing the sackings one by one, we decided to call in 3-4 at a time. For us, it was just as we were not thinking. It was just a time-saving and a pain-saving device for us. But for the employees, and some of them came back and told me that this was just not done. After you work, you don't give us the courtesy of a one-on-one interview. You know, so that hurts still today. And I'd never do it again. What have I learned from that is that your people are all there is. There is nothing else.
Correct.
You know, walls, stones, buildings, machines, nothing makes any difference.
Yeah.
It's all about the people.
Correct.
And you got to love and respect your people and take them along with you if you want to build anything great.
Amazing. Yeah, you're right. You know, how important people are to the organization. And, you know, they're your greatest asset. And we keep on talking about, you know, the brand being an asset, which may be details, your bricks and mortars being assets, but it's people who ultimately build organizations.
Narayan Murthy had said, my best assets go home at 5 p.m. and they come in at 9 p.m.
Very true. You've been a quintessential entrepreneur, you know, someone who's done multiple businesses, and while you spoke about TV18, but TV18 is like the proverbial elephant. The more you felt it, the more bigger you realized it was. I mean, you were in so many different businesses. And you were involved in forming lots of new companies and ultimately knitted together into one apex organization. What would your advice be to young entrepreneurs who are starting off their journey?
One is best of luck, man, because it's tough. It's not a walk in the park.
Correct.
It is very, very, very difficult. At the same time, there's nothing as fulfilling and, you know, passion-giving
correct
as entrepreneurship.
Correct.
So try, aim for the stars, but keep your feet on the ground. Know when to raise money. Know when to quit. It's very important.
Absolutely.
If things are not going well, cut your losses, get out, try something else. And persevere. I mean, you just have to persevere, because it's never, there are going to be long, dark nights of the soul, for sure. There's no entrepreneur who's had a steady, even journey in life.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that. Be prepared, know what you're getting into, know it's for the long haul, and then all the best.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Rethi, for being with us.
Thank you, Ashutosh.
And wish you all the best for Hare.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I watch a lot of your Hare programming, and I think it's
you must watch more.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com, also known as Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.